trying to find a home. He pays for the believers, leaving their troubles behind. As he walked through the desert, he was thinking about his life. 10 years into revelation, it was a trying, testing time. He had just lost his wife, Khadija Umm al-Mu'mineen. And he also lost Abu Talib, his protector from Quraysh. We'll never know the burden on his shoulders. The message came from up above. He struggled for you and I. While he traveled on this journey, now he came across a town, his destination at Taif. And he walked into the house of the leaders of Taif, and he called them to Islam. La ilaha illallah. They did not care what he had to say, straight away dismissed the prophet, making fun and mocking his message. They told him, leave, you're not welcome here. We'll never know the burden on his shoulders. The message came from up above. He struggled for you and I. Rasulullah. Tragedy begins. The prophet obsolete. The people of the town curse and mock the chosen one. As if this was not enough, they started throwing stones, telling the story breaks my heart. He was bleeding head to toe. The prophet runs away from harm, finding shelter under a tree. His blessed body's covered with blood, and he sits down and prays to Allah. He called with a beautiful dua, so powerful and humbly was the prayer of the prophet. Straight away a response from Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam said, O prophet of Allah, I have brought the angel of the mountains of Taif. He will destroy that town and the people who hurt you. Your Lord has seen your pain and he sent us down to you. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he looked at the angel and said, don't hurt them. They do not know and not forgive them. Inshallah, one day they will come to Islam. Look how amazing our prophet.